This is the Money Savvy podcast from MoneyWeb, where we tackle personal finance matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Buitumelo Ntsoko.
Welcome to the Money Savvy podcast. I'm Buitumelo Ntsoko. We've heard of people cheating on their partners, but did you know a partner can also be financially unfaithful? According to a recent creditcards.com survey, 32% of respondents who are in serious relationships admitted to spending more than their partners would be okay with, while 15% admitted to holding secret debt. Gen Zers at 61% and millennials at 48% were the biggest financial cheats. So, why do people financially cheat? And is there a way to avoid finding yourself in this situation? Craig Tor, who is a certified financial planner at Crew Invest, joins us on this episode to delve deeper into financial infidelity. Welcome, Craig.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much for hosting me on the show.
Could you please explain to us what exactly is financial infidelity?
Look, it's basically where a partner is spending in secret or keeping financial information away from their partner or spouse. So, yeah, it's just really sort of secretive behavior. It's essentially tantamount to cheating on your joint finances, essentially.
And what are some of the reasons people engage in this behavior?
Yeah, so it could be a bit of selfishness, or it could be that they want to make a purchase that they feel is going to make them feel better about themselves, but they're just conscious of the sort of potential fallout that they could have with the spouse, with the spouse maybe not having that particular expense as a priority. You know, and it typically comes from not communicating or not communicating well and having a shared sort of view of how one's finances or a couple's finances should be prioritized.
If I'm a partner and I want to look out for signs of financial infidelity, what should I be on the lookout for?
Yeah, I think any sort of secretive behavior, you know, if you're in a partnership or relationship, one would expect that there's openness and sharing of financial situations and goal setting and dreaming. So, you know, very difficult to have those conversations if you are not on the same page, and very difficult to build towards a common goal if you're not sharing that view, that long-term view. So, yeah, I guess it comes to communicating and having a plan and agreeing on what that plan is. But you're all about communication.
And how can a couple recover once a partner's financial infidelity has been discovered?
Yeah, I think that is tricky, but it can be rectified, again, through openness and transparency. You know, that's the surest way to build trust. You know, it's not that different from, having an affair. I guess you can bounce back from it, provided there's very open communication and, the behavior is with the joint view in light at the end of the day.
Would then meeting with a financial planner or a debt counselor be some of the steps that people can take?
Yeah, absolutely. And I probably speak more from a financial planning perspective. You know, we certainly experience fantastic results with couples that have a joint vision and a joint plan, and they've, co-created that plan with our guidance and our help. And we find that it's very much easier for them to stick to that plan and account for, the expenditure and their partner with that, with that end goal in mind when it comes to a joint plan. That's certainly one of the ways of ensuring that you can protect yourself against that going forwards. Regarding debt counseling, I'm absolutely certain that would be needed if the problem was that dire. And again, it would be a partnership in terms of getting out of that debt, most certainly.
And are there ways one can protect themselves against being a victim of financial infidelity?
Yeah, I'm probably sounding a bit like a stuck record, but it would be, you know, having those open, transparent conversations and making sure that you your goals and dreams are at least aligned or accepted by the other person. You know, any sort of financial planning exercise is very much a team effort. It's quite difficult to do individual plans in a relationship because at the end of the day, it's a shared responsibility. You know, even if one person's earning more than the other, it's about a shared value system and a shared savings plan and a shared set of expenditure. So most certainly, you know, the planning would be an important part of this whole process.
Thank you so much, Craig. That was Craig Tor, who is a certified financial planner at Crew Invest.
Thanks for listening to the Money Savvy podcast, hosted by Boitumelo Ntsoko. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.
MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights. Money Savvy.